Chapter 7, The Message of Our Publications. The great and wonderful work of the last gospel message is to be carried on now as it has never been before. The world is to receive the light of truth through an evangelizing ministry of the word in our books and periodicals. Our publications are to show that the end of all things is at hand. I am bidden to say to our publishing houses, lift up the standard, lift it up higher. Proclaim the third angel's message, that it may be heard by all the world. Let it be seen that here are they that keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Let our literature give the divine message as a witness to all the world. We have been asleep, as it were, regarding the work that may be accomplished by the circulation of well-prepared literature. Let us now, by the wise use of periodicals and books, preach the word with determined energy, that the world may understand the message that Christ gave to John on the Isle of Patmos. Let every human intelligence who professes the name of Christ testify, the end of all things is at hand, prepare to meet thy God. Our publications should go everywhere. Let them be issued in every language. The third angel's message is to be given through this medium and through the living teacher. You who believe the truth for this time, wake up. It is your duty now to bring in all the means possible to help those who understand the truth to proclaim it. Part of the money that comes in from the sale of our publications should be used to increase our facilities for the production of more literature that will open blind eyes and break up the fallow ground of the heart. There is danger of our brethren entering into commercialism and becoming so engrossed in worldly business that the truths of the Word of God in their purity and power are not brought into the life. The love of trade and gain is becoming more and more prevalent. My brethren, let your souls be truly converted. If ever there was a time when we needed to understand our responsibilities, it is now, when truth is fallen in the streets, and equity cannot enter. Satan has come down in great power, to work with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, and everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and those things that cannot be shaken will remain. The Lord is coming very soon, and we are entering into scenes of calamity. Satanic agencies, though unseen, are working to destroy human life. But if our life is hid with Christ in God, we shall see of His grace and salvation. Christ is coming to establish His kingdom on the earth. Let our tongues be sanctified, and used to glorify Him. Let us work now as we have never worked before. We are exhorted to be instant in season, out of season. We are to make openings for the presentation of the truth. We are to improve every opportunity of drawing souls to Christ. As a people, we need to be reconverted, our lives sanctified to declare the truth as it is in Jesus. In the work of scattering our publications, we can speak of a Savior's love from a warm and throbbing heart. God alone has the power to forgive sins. If we do not speak this message to the unconverted, our neglect may prove their ruin. Blessed, soul-saving, Bible truths are published in our papers. There are many who can help in the work of selling our periodicals. The Lord calls upon all of us to seek to save perishing souls. Satan is at work to deceive the very elect, and now is our time to work with vigilance. Our books and papers are to be brought before the notice of the people. Without delay, the gospel of present truth is to be given to our cities. Shall we not arouse to our duties? All who consecrate themselves to God to work as canvassers are assisting to give the last message of warning to the world. They are the Lord's messengers, giving to multitudes in darkness and error the glad tidings of salvation. And through our canvassers the truth will reach those who cannot be reached in any other way, those living far away from any large settlement. I call these the byway hearers. To such ones our canvassers are to be God's evangelists, going from house to house, and opening the scriptures to those whom they meet. They will find many who are willing and anxious to know what is truth. Much has been accomplished by the faithful canvassers who have gone from place to place, bearing with them books containing the light of present truth. Through their efforts, entire families have been won to the truth.